Get ready to get your nerd on.
Kick the week off right with games, gadgets, and general geekery from the ladies of the Electric Sisterhood on the Eshcast.
On Tuesday, the J-pop and alternative hotspot hits your eardrums on No Borders, No Race.
Geek Aggro is coming at you on Wednesdays to fill what's left of your cerebral cortex with the hottest beats to get you on your feet.
Then you have me, Phil the Issues Guy, with the live issues program's post-episode recaps on live right after your favorite shows and taking all of your questions.
It's going down each week, only in the land of Ash. Nerdcore at its finest.
What is up, bastards and wenches? This is your King Baby Doc Evan Borgo. Welcome to another Anime Boston 2016 press panel interview special. On today's episode, myself and Anime Herald had the chance to chat with Japanese indie rockers NanoRipe. Anime fans may recognize their music in such series as The Devil is a Part-Timer, Hanasaku Iruha, Sankalia, and Non Non Biore. Currently, you can check out their latest single, Lime Tree, which was used as the theme song to the series Undefeated Bahamut Chronicle. Now, one thing I want to say is, as you know, I've interviewed many Japanese artists over the years, and every time I ask about a group's influences, I'm hit with answers featuring British bands, American bands, Canadian bands. Never once do I hear a group from Japan say their musical influences came from their own neck of the woods. Until this very interview, NanoRipe was the first band who answered this kind of question with artists from Japan. So it was very refreshing to hear this. Just a little tidbit before you listen, which you should do right now with this Anime Boston 2016 interview special with NanoRipe.
I'm also the host of a J-pop and alternative podcast show called No Borders, No Race. First off, fantastic performance on Friday night. You guys were simply amazing. I'm just wondering how you guys felt about your first American show and how you feel about your first anime convention here in America in general.
It was our first live in the U.S., and we were not sure just how things were going to be and how we would be received. And we were unsure, and we had some concern, just a general concern, because it was our first time. And we were unsure, even after the performance started, as to how the audience would react or is reacting and how we're doing. But gradually, as the show went on, I think there was a more and more unity among us, between us and the audience. It feels like it was a very different reception than it was in Japan, and I think the audience is more free to express themselves during the concert.
Hi there. Seth Byrne, Anime Herald. My question is, can you talk about your time when you were an independent band from 2008 through 2010 before you were signed?
Hi. インディーズの頃はもうとにかく必死で自分たちで何ができるかっていうことだけを考えて過ごしていて、もう今とは全く環境も違いましたし、1から10まで自分たちで全てをやっていたので、本当にそれを振り返って今を考えるととても恵まれた環境だなと思うんですけれども、その分こう自分たちだけで考えて自分たちだけで行動することができたので、その頃に培ったものが今すごく役に立っているなと思います。
While we were independent, we really had to strive hard to just do anything and everything. And we were thinking, what can we do as a group at each and every step? And now that we look back, I realize that we're in a much better place, well, much easier place to do things. But at the same time, when we were independent, we had much more freedom to do anything we wanted to do. And we could try different things. And we also had to make sure that we succeed on our own. And the efforts that we put in are paying off now.
So how did Lantis come to discover you guys? And how did you know that they would be the right label to fit with what Nanorite wanted to accomplish?
一番最初のきっかけは共通の知り合いがいまして紹介していただいて、でランティスの副社長の伊藤さんという方がライブを見に来てくださって、そこで一緒にやらないかと言ってくださったんですけど、もともとナノライブはアニメにそんなに縁のないバンドだったので、ランティスっていう会社がどういう会社かもわからないまま入ったんですが、実際に入ってみたらすごく自由に音楽をやらせてもらえるところだったので、何のストレスもなく本当に自分たちのやりたいことを一生懸命やらせてくれて、自分たちが今でも日本で47都道府県ワンマンツアーっていうアニメを担当しているアーティストではなかなかできないようなことを自分たちがやりたいって言ったことをやらせてくれる会社なので、すごく相性もよくやらせてもらってると思います。
In the beginning, there was a mutual acquaintance who introduced us to Lantis. And the vice president of Lantis, Mr. Ito, came to see our live performance. And he approached us to see if we wanted to join Lantis. At the time, we were not very involved with anime songs. And we didn't know a whole lot about Lantis, but we joined Lantis. And we discovered since then that we can express ourselves relatively freelywithin Lantis, and we're not feeling any stress of belonging to a large organization or anything like that. And we feel like we're doing things that we want to do. For example, when we did the tour through Japan to visit all 47 prefectures in Japan, we were able to do it, and Lantis supported us, and it has been a very good experience, and we feel that it's a great match to us.
Speaking about your tour through all 47 prefectures, can you tell us how you guys felt when you visited Shizuoka? Did I pronounce it right? Numazu?
Numazu.
Hamamatsu.
Hamamatsu. Is it Hamamatsu maybe?静岡県は多分合ってますけど、もしかしたらそれは沼津じゃないかもしれません。
はい、浜松公園。
搬入が大変なんだ。
Was there something specific about 浜松
に生まれた？ I had friends who lived there who went to the concert, but I don't remember the exact town it was. They live in 沼津, which is why I was wondering who's in 沼津. They live in 静岡. I can't pronounce that correctly. But do you understand which prefecture I'm talking about?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.So, yeah. I have friends who've gone to the concert. I was curious what your thoughts were for visiting.
はい、ありますか、ありますか、ありますか。私はその47都道府県ワンマンツアーの時に、静岡公演が4月だったんですけど、4月が一番スケジュールが詰まっていて、静岡がその一番最後のライブだったので、そこが体力的に一番しんどい時だったんですけれども、でもそういうのを上回るぐらいみんなの元気をもらってライブができたので、最初はちょっと体調の悪いところから実はスタートしたんですけれども、ライブが始まるにつれてそのお客さんからのパワーをもらって、最終的にすごく元気になって帰った記憶があります。
During that 47 prefecture one man tourI remember going to Shizuoka in April, and that April was the most packed schedule of the whole tour, and the last one in April was Shizuoka. And quite honestly, I was very much exhausted, and I really didn't feel so well at the time, and I went on stage not feeling the best. But the audience was very supportive, and they gave us a lot of energy, and we felt so much better at the end. That's what I remember about that show.
So I know sometimes people always ask about your influences and how you want to start a band. But one question I would like to ask each individual band member here is, what's one band that greatly influenced you in such a way that it helped to create the sound of Nanorite?
今日着てるんですけど。
I'm wearing it now.
The Yellow Monkeys っていうバンド。
The Yellow Monkeys.
日本で一番好きなバンド。
I love that. That's the、the band in Japan that I love the most.
これはもう生ライブの音楽だけに限らず、もう何をプレイする時でも多分一番影響を受けてるバンドです。
And it's, it's the band that, that affected me, knows whether it's Nanoripe sound or anything else that I do.
Nanoripe として考えると、やっぱスピッツ、多分ピキミさんとも同じだと思うんですけど、スピッツですかね。
When I think about Nanoripe, it would have to be Spitz.
私もスピッツで、Nanoripeをやるのに一番心がけてることが日本語の美しさを伝えたいなっていうことなので、それで一番尊敬しているのがスピッツの草野正宗さんの歌詞なので、やっぱりスピッツは欠かせないです。
It would have to be Spitz for me as well. As Nanoripe, the thing that I strive for the most is to make sure I convey the beauty of the Japanese language. And Masamune Kusano of Spitz is somebody that I think does that beautifully, and I strive to be like him.
Nanoripeを始めた時に、ずっとキミコと二人がずっとオリジナルメンバーで、このバンドしかやってきてなくて、でその頃からコピーでやってきたバンドがあって、それがジュディアンド・マリーっていうバンドで、そのバンドからはすごい影響を、やっぱりバンドの核となる部分は受けたのかなっていうのはあります。
We started the band with me and Kimiko, and the band that influenced a lot since the beginning is Judy and Mary.
When you performed on Friday night, you had a couple of buttons that said 96 and 46, black and white buttons. Do those signify anything?
あれは日本のアニメで鉄痕キンクリートというアニメがありまして、それが大好きで、そこに出てくる主人公の黒と白っていうキャラクターがいるんですが、そのキャラクターのなんていうのかな、まあ、T シャツにプリントされていたりするものをすごく好きで、自分でお手製の缶バッジを作ってギターのストラップにつけてました。私のお守りみたいなものです。
Those are from a Japanese anime called Tekkon Kinkurito. There are two characters, Kuro and Shiro, black and white, and those are what show up on their t-shirts. So I like that anime. I created original badges based on that design, and I wear it almost like a good luck charm.
Speaking of within the anime realm, how familiar are you with the source material when it comes to writing a theme or...insert song for an anime series? For example, when writing Gekka, Star Chart, and Sumabiko Hitori, how familiar were you with Hadoraku Mao-sama?
Hadoraku Mao-sama は原作がライトノベルであったので、それをまず最初に読ませていただいてから曲作りに入ったんですけど、いつもアニメのお話をいただいた時は何曲か作って、で先方に選んでいただくんですけど、その時は3曲作ってこうお渡ししたら3曲とも気に入っていただいたので、結果普通だったら1曲なんですけど、働く魔王様のアニメ制作側が3曲とも使わせてくださいって言ってくださったので、3曲とも使っていただくことができました。
For 働く魔王様、 there is a light novel that the anime is based on, so I read that first before I created the songI created three songs, and I presented to the people in charge of anime to have them choose which one they would want to use. It's more often the case that they would pick one to use, but they really liked them, so they chose all three.
You've talked a lot about freedom during, artistic freedom during their answers here. What is your next project, and did you choose it yourself, or was it something that was given to you?
ナノライプはもう基本的にメンバーとスタッフと一緒にチームナノライプとして動いているので、メンバーからこういうことを やりたいっていう提案もしますし、スタッフからこういうことをやったら面白いんじゃないかっていうことも言っていただいて、本当にみんなで一緒に考えて 活動しているので、ナノライプのメンバーだけではできないこともあるし、スタッフの意見があって初めてメンバーもあそれ面白そうって思うこともあるので、本当にあのチームで一緒に動いているっていう感じです。
NanoRipe works as a team between the members of the band and the staff that supports NanoRipe. And some of the ideas come from the members of the band, and some ideas come from the staff that supports NanoRipe. And it's not one or the other. There, we have both ideas, and we think about them together, and then whatever we think is good as a team is what we do. It's not just members, it's not just staff, it's both.
You just recently released your newest single, Lime Tree, which fans overseas can here is ending to Undefeated Baja Moon Chronicle, and I'm just wondering if you can dive into the themes and messages that this single is showcasing throughout your song.
はい、ライムツリーは実は最弱無敗のバハムートというアニメには全然こう沿っていない内容の曲で、最弱無敗のバハムートのアニメ側からもうナノライプの好きに作ってくださいって言っていただいた例だったので、もう本当に自分たちの好きなようにやらせていただいて、テーマとしては何て言うんですかね、輪廻転生というか、まあ、生まれ変わり、もしも未来じゃない、来世があるのならっていうようなことを歌ってるんですけど、本当にバンドをやっていて一本一本ライブをやっていると、次にライブが本当にできるのか、スケジュールとしてはもちろん決まってるんですけど、それまでに何かあるかもしれないって、ライブをしていてステージの上でこのライブが最後になってしまうかもしれないっていう思いはずっと抱きながらライブをしているので、もしもこのライブが最後になってしまったら、それでも来世があるのなら私はどんな人間になりたいだろうっていうようなことをテーマに書きました。
So Lime Tree is a song. It's actually nothing along the line of the animation, the Bahamut itself. And they approached us to create a song, and they told us that we could do as we wanted to, and that's we don't have to do it necessarily along the theme of the anime. And if we have to say, I think it'll be the reincarnation, and if there is a next, like, what would it be like? And that ties into us performing in concerts. We obviously have schedules of what's coming up in the future, but things could happen, and it may not happen that there is a next concert. And so we are always singing, you know, what if this is the last? And also with the idea that, well, then, you know, if there is a next life, there is a next thing, then what is it? And that's the theme of Lime Tree.
How do you feel you've evolved as a band from 2008 to now? What changes have you seen to your playing style and your music?
Indies の頃、そうですね、僕らはメンバーがドラムとベースが結構変わったことがあったりして、でメジャーになってからもうドラムは変わったんですけども、今の4人のメンバーになってからすごい4人のメンバーでいることの意味がすごい自分たちでも感じることができるようになったなと思って、今の4人じゃないと出せない音楽があるなっていうのはすごい今は一番のナノラップの強みだなと思っています。
We've had changes in drums and bass since we were independent, and even since we've signed with major label, we had a change of a drummer. And now here we are with these four of us, that's current member. And I actually think that it's meaningful that it's us four that are in the band right now. We feel like there are things that we can do because it's the four of us. And I think that's actually the strength of the band.